That song is Ramblin' Round the World. It's from the CD One Earth CD, produced and performing on that CD, Sparky and Rhonda Rucker. And Sparky and Rhonda are with me in the Furman Garner Performance Studio. Welcome to the studio. Welcome to KUF. Welcome to Fayetteville.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having us on.
You bet. Let's see. I'm going to start with you, Sparky. You are a you're a Tennessee volunteer, correct?
Yeah, in fact, that's where I went to college. I was one of the first African-Americans in undergraduate school to be there, in fact. Yeah, and of course, this year, I guess the Razorbacks are going to probably just slaughter us since we started out kind of, well, injured and then got worse. But we're going to give them a fight anyway.
Well, I bring that up because from reading about both of you, find out that storytelling, story listening, and storytelling has been part of your lives for as long as you could recall.
Right. Yeah, well, coming from East Tennessee, I'm from right up there, nestled up next to the Smoky Mountains, and born and raised in Knoxville, where the main campus of the University of Tennessee is. And grew up in a family that my grandfather, or my paternal grandfather, was a Church of God, sanctified minister. In fact, he was the bishop of that church, which means, you know, we thought we were something. And he and his wife, Luola, his name was John Lindsay Rucker, and his wife, Luola, had 12 kids, 6 boys, 6 girls, and the youngest boy of which was my daddy, who was a policeman in Knoxville, one of the first African-American policemen in Knoxville, Tennessee. And I was the baby boy. And, of course, being the one that they kind of, you know, the baby boy, they let you get away with stuff. My sister, you know, she was one they were strict with, and me, they kind of just let grow up to become an artist and a musician, and been doing this. I'm 65 years old now, and I've been playing music since I was 11. So, yeah, I'd say I'm a storyteller.
I guess, really, there isn't much distance between a sanctified preacher and a storyteller musician.
Well, of course not, because otherwise, you know, you know, most of those other, you know, those, what should I say, those really organized churches, they pay their preachers, you know, but in the sanctified churches, they got to convince the folks to give it up at the end of the sermon, you know, so you got to give them a good story, and you can't keep telling the same stories every week. They say, well, I heard that, I ain't paying money for that story a second time. So you got to make sure you got to have a way you can weave a little guilt in there to make them dig deep, as I'd say. You know, not the stuff that tinkles, but the stuff that crinkles. That's what you want to see in the plate when it passes around. And yeah. And in fact, my storytelling style, as you can see, comes out from being like a preacher. I love, and I pace back and forth. It runs sound people crazy because I'm walking back and forth on the stage and they're trying to turn up the microphone, and I'm going, don't worry about that. I'm going to send it in the red anyway, you know. So, you know, you ain't got to keep following me around with that thing.
Rhonda, what about you in storytelling?
Well, I guess I came to it kind of late as far as professionally. But my dad's a storyteller, just kind of a natural storyteller.
Sure
but
is.
I didn't realize that until kind of late. And just sitting around listening to him tell stories, and that's where I've been getting some of my stories for the stage, and or just watching him. I've been getting some stories, but I came to storytelling after the music. Really, I've been in music since I was real small. I started taking piano lessons when I was 4, so I've been in, you know, playing music for a long time, and started playing music with Sparky back in the 80s, and so that's all I was doing at first, but then I started adding storytelling, so it's been kind of a gradual thing, and started out as introductions to songs, you know, just telling about the songs and how, you know, they came to be and that kind of thing, but then kind of got into the traditional tales, and we've been doing some tandem storytelling. Some Brer Rabbit tales.
Brer Rabbit,
which means we actually have to have something sort of rehearsed. But, you know, in tandem tales, you have to have the
You got to get the cues.
You know, and so you're at liberty to go where you want to, but then you got to throw that cue in so the other person knows when to either chime in with you on a refrain or to do their lines.
You can ad-lib in between, but you got to get those cues nailed down.
Right.
Yeah. But that's been real fun.
Yeah, it really has. Usually she ends up being Brer Rabbit, so I have
for
to
for some reason.
Yeah,
I'm the troublemaker.
Yeah, she's the troublemaker, you know. And so I end up being guys like Brer Gator and Brer Bear and Brer Fox and Brer Coon and Brer, you know, all the ones that think they're the ones in charge. You know, it's kind of like being married, you know.
Which is more fun, telling a story or hearing a story?
Oh, that's a hard question.
Why?
I like them
you
both.
You came up with a question nobody's ever asked me before. That's one for you there. Yeah. He said as he licked his fingers and marked on the invisible chalkboard. But, I
like them both.
Just as much listening as
I can't
especially
answer that
for somebody like Lee, you know.
Lee Sexton,
yeah, you know. Who,
Sheila K. Adams.
Yeah, Sheila K. Adams.
Yeah,
I mean, we know so many really good storytellers.
Yeah, good storytellers.
You know, and like I said, I did come to an honest because not only did my grandfather, but all of my uncles and my father were good storytellers too. And so, you know, to me, and I loved listening to the tales and listening to the same story told from another point of view. You know, when you've got family stories like that and everybody's got their version of what actually happened. Kind of like the four Gospels, you know, the folks that was, well, two of them supposed to have been there, but they tell it a different story because, mm-hmm. you know, they saw it through their eyes.
You have a briefcase, not quite a briefcase, but you have a case there of...
I have a case of harmonicas, and a lot of people say, I'd like to buy one of those, especially kids.
And drunks that walk up and say, right while you're in the middle of a song, can I buy one of them?
Yeah, each one of them's a different key. And, but you play them all the same, each one of them. They're all diatonic harmonicas. And I play cross harp style or blues style harmonica.
You started piano at 4. When did the harmonica become
1989.
Oh, you remember.
I started.
It's sort of how we met.
Sparky really remembers me playing harmonica.
Yeah, it's
how to
nothing
play
like driving in a car with somebody learn how to play harmonica. Except maybe driving in a car with somebody learn how to play bagpipe. That can really either solidify a friendship or break one up real quick. You know. Of course, it's not as bad as trying to drive and learn how to play. I don't know if I ever told you that story, Rhonda. Me trying to drive across Kansas trying to learn to play harmonica, and I'm tapping my foot, but it was the accelerator foot.
So you just...
yeah, and getting faster and faster. And, you know, that ain't too cool. You know, so it's not like texting while driving, but it's close.
Yeah.
Would you like to hear her play some harmonica?
Perfect segue.
Yeah. Segway sounds like a place you go, you know, buy some Slim Jims and a movie.
Go down to the corner Segway. Yeah. I like that.
You want to do a little blues something, Rhonda? How about something in the key of A?
All right.
In fact, this song is actually a song that was written by a fellow from Mississippi, but he spent a lot of time here in Arkansas, a fellow named Robert Johnson, the late, great Robert Johnson. And this is one he wrote called Kind-Hearted Woman. But Lord, these
evil-hearted women just will not leave me be. My baby, my baby don't love me, don't love me, Lord, love my baby, my baby don't love me. Well, you know I love that woman so much, cannot stand to leave her be. That just ain't but one thing, make me take a drink. I see by the way you treat me, babe, I began to sing, oh, my life feels all the same, but you break my heart when you hear you call Mr. So-and-so's name. Tell me about so-and-so, bro. To have it on your mind.